Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue. What was REM doing in Minneapolis? The alternative rock outfit from Athens, Georgia, had been playing together for a little over a year, and they'd only ever toured the South and East. It was November 26, 1981, Thanksgiving, and the boys from balmy Georgia were driving into a Minneapolis blizzard for their fourth club date in the Midwest, ever, at a place called Sam's. They were booked on the smaller stage, the 7th Street Entry, perfect for REM, which had yet to release an album. But then the main stage headliner canceled, and REM found themselves switched to the main stage, 1,500 capacity, playing to an enthusiastic crowd of 88. But it was one of those magical moments when a band hardly anyone has heard of gave their all to an audience that would talk about this night for years to come. By the end of the year, Sam's would change its name to First Avenue, and in less than 2 years, REM would release its first groundbreaking album, Murmur. Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue, is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota History Center. Presenting First Avenue, Stories of Minnesota's Main Room, an exhibit that celebrates the nightclub that put Minnesota music on the map.